Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. I recently posted a video on Sri Lanka that was looking at the problems within the economy right now. And one of the things that I touched upon was the amount of debt that Sri Lanka has built up to China. And China has been very keen to provide debt facilities to Sri Lanka, but also to invest in some infrastructure. And I wanted to make a separate video to talk about that because China has been accused by the US of debt trap diplomacy. And what that term implies is that China is providing debt to developing countries in full knowledge of the fact that those countries will never be able to pay that debt back. And when they fail to pay it back, then China will demand certain things in order to gain some access and control over that country. So I wanted to make this video to investigate whether there's any truth in those accusations and to see exactly what China have been doing and how everything has panned out. And Sri Lanka is a really good case study because the Chinese have backed two major infrastructure programs, and one of them so far hasn't gone very well, and I can tell you exactly what has happened with that project. So in this video, we'll talk about China's Belt and Road Initiative. We'll have a look at the Colombo Port City project. We'll then go on to look at Hambantota Port, which was the first major infrastructure project that the Chinese backed. We'll talk through all of the issues and concerns and why countries like the USA are now becoming very worried about China's economic investment into a lot of different countries. And then finally, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is actually going on here and what the potential risks are for the global economy. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look at the description below where you'll find a link to both Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. China's Belt and Road Initiative was first announced in 2013. And there's a global infrastructure development strategy to develop two new trade routes connecting China with the rest of the world. The initial focus has been infrastructure investment in 68 countries in a bid to enhance regional connectivity and embrace a brighter future. The Belt and Road Initiative refers to the geographical areas of the historic Silk Road trade route. It's estimated that over the next 10 years, the Belt and Road Initiative will add around $1 trillion of outward funding to foreign infrastructure. This map shows the location of some of the current projects, which include Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Cambodia, Pakistan, Kenya, and Greece. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been covering China in some detail, and China is very experienced at reclaiming land from the sea. The world's largest reclaimed island is called Ocean Flower Island and was created by the property development business Evergrande. And the Chinese have decided to take this skill and offer it as part of their Belt and Road Initiative. Colombo is the capital and the largest city in Sri Lanka and has a population of around 5.6 million. And in 2014, the Chinese announced that it wanted to create a whole new city called Colombo Port City. And the idea was to create a city of world-class proportions that could compete with the likes of Singapore and Dubai. So let's have a look at a video that was created to promote this whole idea.
Imagine a country where you can travel back in time. With a 3,000-year history, rich cultural heritage, hospitable people, and infinite natural beauty. Rooted in South Asia, Sri Lanka is the pearl of the Indian Ocean. With deep water ports strategically located on a maritime superhighway running back to the ancient Silk Road, making it a major hub connecting the far west of Europe to the far east of Asia. Today, it is home to one of the most ambitious city developments seen in modern times, Port City Colombo, a master plan city to be built on sustainable principles, incorporating state-of-the-art, future-ready infrastructure and smart city concepts. The first of its kind in South Asia. An extension of the country's central business district, Port City is the country's first ever special economic zone. Sri Lanka, through Port City, is reshaping itself as a regional services hub and a gateway to South Asia. Port City Colombo is a city where global giants in IT, financial services, logistics, and many more would thrive, and where work, life, and play would blend seamlessly within a vibrant and modern metropolis. Port City provides a stable, consistent policy environment focused on protecting your investments. It includes fast and efficient processes with single window approvals, giving you an edge with significantly lower cost of doing business compared to other business hubs. This island nation provides access to key markets through strategic FTAs, supported by investment protection treaties, and a multitude of avoidance of double tax treaties securely in place. It is a land of opportunity, with a population boasting over 93% literacy, and with over 20,000 graduates joining an innovative and efficient workforce of young men and women that embrace their future full of hope, knowing they are a part of something bigger and beyond, building a common future at the most competitive and highest platform. Thrive within a master-planned environment and grow your business investments with state-of-the-art infrastructure and connectivity, complemented by social infrastructure, such as a state-of-the-art multi-purpose exhibition and convention center. It is a modern metropolis, providing access to the best globally reputed school, hospital, and entertainment. Take a walk down Port City's pristine beach. Enjoy the beauty of a lush tropical park. Or sail into the sunset surrounded by deep blue oceans. Be a part of South Asia's City of the Future. Invest in Port City Colombo, the gateway to South Asia.
The city is forecast to be home to 80,000 people, and it will be designed to be a tax haven, so it will attract in wealthy individuals from all around the world. So it's going to be a similar sort of idea to Monaco in Europe, whereby a lot of tax exiles live there, and it's a very wealthy environment. It's estimated that it will take 25 years to complete this development. But Colombo Port City is causing a lot of concerns. Firstly, we've got the environmental issues. When you reclaim land from the sea like this, there's a lot of dredging that's required. You destroy all of the local marine infrastructure, and a lot of concrete needs to go into that space. So from an environmental and an ecological point of view, it's an absolute disaster. A lot of local people also relied upon fishing of the local sea for their livelihood, and a lot of fishermen have lost their fishing rights as a result of this activity. But the biggest concern of all remains the fear that the Chinese will take over this entire project and this entire city once it's created. The project is managed by China Harbour Engineering Company, and in exchange for the investment of $1.4 billion, the firm has been given a 99-year lease on 43% of the total land area of Colombo Port City. The first major infrastructure project that Sri Lanka signed with China was to create a world-class port in the city of Hambantota. After much negotiation, Sri Lanka has granted a 99-year lease on the port and 15,000 acres of local land to a Chinese state-run company. In exchange for this deal, Sri Lanka has received a payment of $1.1 billion. So essentially what has happened here is Sri Lanka has sold full access and full control of this port in one of its cities to China. Now, this has caused a variety of protests within Sri Lanka. The locals are really not happy about this. And from an international perspective, there are concerns that China could use this as a military base, that they could then put some arms and some weapons into the country, which is obviously concerning from a geopolitical perspective. The Chinese have denied all of these allegations and stated that they only want to use the port for commercial reasons and to increase the trade routes that it operates through. The Belt and Road Initiative has been criticised internationally for a variety of reasons. The majority of China's sea trade currently passes through the Malacca Strait close to Singapore, which is an ally of the USA. And critics of this scheme suggest that China is basically trying to set up a new trade route for itself that would avoid having to use the Malacca Strait and give it more power internationally. But the biggest criticism of this scheme is debt trap diplomacy. And what that means is that the Chinese are being accused of loading these projects with a lot of debt, and then at the point when the local country can't afford to repay that debt, China then steps in and renegotiates terms to take over whatever the infrastructure is that it's just completed. So whether it's a port or a power station or something of that nature, it then takes full ownership of that. And because it then owns that important piece of infrastructure, it has a very strong influence on that country. And when you look at what's happened in Sri Lanka with regards to the port, it backs up this argument. So the theory is that China is looking to extend its reach all across the globe, and by putting debt into these projects, it's giving itself leverage to then have ownership of the finished product. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, the Belt and Road Initiative is a great idea. A lot of countries around the world are lacking in basic infrastructure, and this program is looking to develop both ports and roads and rail and energy generation. So a lot of renewable energy projects are going into this initiative. So it's a fantastic opportunity for all of these countries that are looking to develop their economy and become more established. And currently the only options for these sort of projects are the World Bank and the IMF, which are both funded by a collection of countries from around the globe. Now the risk and the problem attaching to taking the money directly from one country is that you then have a lot of exposure to that country. And if you're unable to make the debt repayments and meet all of the terms and conditions of that project, then you're into a direct negotiation with that one country. And because that country is China, the Western world is quite nervous about this arrangement. One of the reasons that everybody is concerned about the situation is that one of the first projects is the port of Hambantota. And what's happened there is a bad example of how this can go wrong. Sri Lanka is in financial difficulty. It's not going to be able to make any of its debt repayments. And the Chinese are aware of that. And they've used that position to negotiate full ownership and full control of that port for the next 99 years. So essentially, China has taken over a small part of Sri Lanka. And the concern globally is that that won't just be used for commercial purposes, but it could be used for other purposes, such as developing a military base in Sri Lanka. Now, we've seen recently through Russia's control of the natural gas market in Europe, but by having a major economic influence on an area, it then means that it's very difficult for those countries to be able to cut their ties. And that's exactly the situation that Sri Lanka has right now. It is fully dependent on China to control and run one of its main ports. And as China develops that port and redirects a lot of traffic there, Sri Lanka may become more dependent in terms of more employment, more business, and more cash coming in through that port. So there is a genuine risk here that this Belt and Road Initiative could well be a way of China starting to have massive influence on all of the countries that it's developing these projects with. And Colombo Port City at the moment looks like the jewel in the crown in the Belt and Road Initiative. It's designed to challenge the rest of the world in terms of a tax haven and somewhere that will attract a lot of industry and wealthy individuals. And 43% of that project has already been given to China for the next 99 years. So it's likely that once it's completed, a lot of very wealthy Chinese individuals and companies will move into Sri Lanka and have it as a stronghold. So that is a concern, but the big question here is whether or not Colombo Port City will ever be completed. It's a 25-year project, it's going to require a huge amount of investment, and at the moment we're not quite sure which way things are going to go with regards to China and all of its overseas investments. So worst case, it could end up just being a building site that sits there gathering dust for the next 25 years. So hopefully you found this video useful and informative. I wanted to post it because it's looking at another country that we haven't covered before, and it's looking at some slightly different angles. We're looking at China, their expansion overseas, and whether or not these are purely commercial decisions that they're making, or whether there are more geopolitical factors involved. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And if you have time and you've been following my other postings, please check out Joe Blogs too. Subscribe to that, maybe watch one of the videos for a few minutes, because I'm trying to get to the point where we monetize that channel and we can then start talking about the exciting idea that I've got with regards to getting some of you guys to start making some videos and posting it on the sister channel.